Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But before we bring in Alex Boone, I know we have Alex on hold here. I want Alex to hear this. Alex Boone, I want you to hear this. Brian Baldinger, this morning on Joe Lo and Dibs, says the Niners have to win 10 games or else heads will roll. Hit it.
The quarterback is the biggest part of it. This is a team that has to go out and win 10 games this year. And if they don't, regardless of what Garoppolo does, it's going to be a major disappointment. And, you know, heads will roll, as they like to say.
Alex Boone joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Matt Steinmetz, Derek Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill. And Alex, it's so kind of you to join us here. We thank you so much for the time today. Do you agree with what Baldy had to say there about the 49ers? If they don't win 10 games, heads will roll.
Absolutely. This is still the NFL, right? The main goal is to win every one of them, if not every one of them. So I think 10 is actually being a little lenient. So I agree, though. I heard what he said. I read it. You know, he's talking about how they've been building this team for a long time, and they have been, and it's time to start producing. Listen, we've been writing a lot of checks, guys. It's time to start seeing some wins. Bad things happen. NFL, the injury rate is 100%, and Jimmy going down was huge for that team. I mean, it really devastated. But right, now's the time for it to pay off.
Alex, we got your phone line cutting up here. We're going to place you on hold and try to get that phone line corrected. But he agrees with Baldy, and I agree with both of them, even though this is only year three of the Lynch-Shanahan marriage. I do believe you got to see this team ascend.
You guys really think this is a 10-win team?
Oh, I don't.
Boone says if it doesn't, he thinks they should win more. Alex Boone just said
that. Let's get Alex back on the line here. Alex, go ahead and finish up what you had to say there.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, it's the NFL, and people are like, 10 wins, and heads will roll. And I agree. I mean, I think it should be even more. I mean, you're out there to win every year, and you've been watching this team build for so long. You have all the pieces in the right place. You have a player at every position that can lead, if not lead the team or that position. It's time for this team to take the next step, and it's been a long time, I think since I was there, that they've taken those steps, and this is the time right now.
Alex, I mean, isn't it a little unrealistic to go from 4 wins to 11?
No. I mean, this is a business, guys. This is a job. You should be out there every day like, 4 wins, that's disgusting. I should be disgusted with myself. 4 wins, that's all we could do. We trained the whole year. We wasted that whole year on 4 wins. That's it. Come on, no. But games are won by execution. You go out, you practice hard, you play hard, you'll win games. That's the main key to a game is execution.
What about the talent part of it, Alex? I mean, what about a team that doesn't have as much talent, they reach their potential, but it might only be 7 wins?
I mean, I honestly don't think that there's any team in this league that they should be setting their goal at 7 wins.
Not necessarily setting their goal, but like, is it possible for a team to have a successful year maybe without going to the playoffs?
No.
Okay.
It's not a successful year unless you win it all. I think you guys are looking at this from a different angle. See, I always looked at it from the angle that the coaches told us, unless you win the Super Bowl, because you get to hold that nice trophy, you have done nothing. You are literally the first-place losers. So for us, it was always, hey, you got a winner, it's nothing. I think the fans sometimes are a little lenient. They say, hey, listen, he got hurt. Well, that's what depth's for. That's what your GM's supposed to do. You're supposed to bring guys in case something happens that we can rely on somebody else. You can't throw all of our eggs in one basket and say, hey, listen, if this doesn't work, well, there's next year. Well, there's not always next year because the owner and the fans start saying, hey, listen, it's taking too long, guys. I can find somebody that can do it better a lot faster.
Alex, I'm with you, and we saw the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, get paid. We saw him get hurt. And now there's a lot of pressure, you know, in that building over there in Santa Clara. And to me, the success of this team is predicated on, can you protect him? And you're a former guard. You tell us right now what you think of the offensive line unit for the San Francisco 49ers. I guess I'm asking you, is it a strong point?
Listen, I'm glad you brought that up because that was one of the points that going into this season I think that they need to focus on. You're obviously bringing Jimmy back from a huge, huge loss. You need to make sure he is so comfortable in that pocket that he can do whatever he wants. This is the main focal point. I think this is why you're seeing them bring more guys in. because they're trying to solidify these guard spots. Listen, you got obviously you got Joe Staley out of left. I played with Joe. I know Joe. We all know Joe. You got Mike on the other side. He's young. He's a good player. He's one of the grizzle on the meat type of guys. You got Weston Richburg in the middle, who I've loved since the beginning because I thought he's always been a dog. He was a little hurt last year. Give him some credit. But at the end of the day, I think you need to solidify these guard spots, and you'll be having one of the better teams in the NFL. And I think people kind of laugh when you say that, but if you look at this team, there's a lot of talent on this team, and there's a lot of older veteran players that know how to step up and take this team to the next level, which I think is going to be huge for them.
I want to ask you kind of a philosophical question about offensive, the offensive line, and you kind of alluded to it. If you have a really good offensive line, all right, and the quarterback feels protected in the pocket, and you have a weak offensive line, and you can kind of gimmick it up and have him roll out, and roll out and kind of, which is almost safer for the quarterback, if you know what I mean, because you can devise an offense to keep the quarterback safe by rolling him out and handing off, right?
I mean, you can, but at the end of the day, that's not how football games are going to be won. At the end of the day, you're still going to be forced with a 3rd and 10, a 3rd and 15, and you can't run around and hide that. Believe me, I've been out there, and I've been like, hey, guys, maybe we could just pull the old draw one time. But Harbaugh didn't like that on 3rd down. He was like, listen, I'm not going to give him a free down. We're going to go for this. So we learned early, like, hey, listen, this is how it's got to be at all times. You've got to be great out there because the quarterback back there, when he's calm and he's cool, things are a breeze. He's cool, he's talking, he's laughing, everything's great, we win the game, we go home. When he's running around and flustered and frustrated, well, now everybody's flustered and frustrated because he's the one guy that has to take this team to the next level, like you guys alluded earlier. So you can dance it up, you can mimic it up, you can throw as many running backs in there to help block as you want, but at the end of the day, if you can get five good offensive linemen that can work well together, pick up blitzes, you can get your back out running great routes, helping the receivers, you're going to be way more productive than any other average offensive line team in the league.
8-year NFL veteran Alex Boone here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Alex Boone played 6 seasons with the 49ers. So we're talking about, should they win 10 games? What's the expectation? Let me ask you this, Alex. When you look at Shanahan and Lynch in year number 3, Garoppolo now in year number, I guess this is year 2, 2.5 in the system. Whose seat is hotter? Because the Niners, if they do struggle, can move off the quarterback. They could be in a quarterback market after the season if things don't work out. But who is that on? Is that on Shanahan? Is that on Jimmy G or John Lynch? If heads do roll, who do you think is the first to go?
I think it might be John Lynch. I mean, obviously you can't blame a quarterback for saying, hey, man, you blew out your ACL. It's your fault. Like, you can't really sit there and throw anything at him about it. That's not his fault. It's also not his fault that they gave him that money. I mean, what was he supposed to say? No, I'm good, guys. I'm going to wait. I should just wait a little bit. So at the end of the day, it falls on the GM. Hey, listen, you gave him this contract, and we haven't seen any production out of it. Now, I know he was hurt, but at the end of the day, we're still paying him a lot of money to help us win games, and we're not doing that. So we need to go in and fix the little problem that we're having, and I think that that would be the GM because there's no depth. If you had depth, you'd still be winning. And don't get me wrong, I love Nick Mullins, and I thought he was great. And I'm not saying that he was the problem because what he did as a former player, I was really impressed by the way he handled himself, the what he did day in and day out in the games. Fabulous player to watch. I think they just other positions took some losses, and there wasn't enough to make up for it. And that falls on the GM. It's your job to make sure this team rolls no matter what happens. You have to find the talent. It's your only job. If you can't do it, you got to go.
Alex, you speak of Shanahan, and I've been telling the fellas here, if my life depended on a play call or a play to draw up a play, it would be Shanny. But the one constant since he's been in town is the team moves up and down, but in the red zone they get stuck. They can't convert. And my question to you is, you played, do I look at Shanahan because they can't get in, or do I look at the players and say, that's why we can't get in the red zone?
Well, I think a lot of it is, once again, that's kind of an unfair question because we're talking about a lot of the games were played by a player that was probably not supposed to be playing but went out and played fabulous ball and at times made some mistakes. And listen, he was great. He was fun to watch. He made the game exciting for me. I mean, really watching Nick Mullins was great. But at the end of the day, it falls down on a lot of the execution. I remember there was a lot of turnovers down in the red zone, and it just – It's one of these things where, you know, when you're on the 50, it's easy to look at a field because they have so much to cover. So everything looks open. You go down to the 20, and all of a sudden everything looks covered. And I've talked to quarterbacks. I've seen what they see, and they're like, dude, it is extremely hard. I know. You don't have to tell me. I saw it from your angle. So I think it just comes down to cleaning a few things up, and you're going to be fine. You've added another Tevin Coleman. I think that this is going to be a huge addition for the red zone for them. I'm loving this move by them. Kyle Shanahan knows him, worked with him. It's going to be very beneficial for them in the red zone.
Yeah, no doubt. I love the Tevin Coleman move. 2 years, $10 million. The guy's a bell cow. He's going to do wonders in Shanahan's offense like he did a couple seasons ago in Atlanta when they advanced to the Super Bowl. Alex Boone here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, thank you so much for dropping that heat. We needed to hear that here in the Bay Area, and we will definitely talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, guys.
No problem. Alex Boone, 8-year NFL veteran, 6 seasons with the 49ers.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.